Poetry without words would seem to be nothing but silence. But to one St. Louis composer, this is the wordless sound of a poem. This everyday sound also has poetic connotations. Cell phone photography and instrumental music? What could they possibly have in common with each other and with poetry? Turns out, they each conform to the mission of Poetry Scores, a local group that converts specific poems into music, visual art, movies, and even a barbecue. So organizer Chris King and other members wondered, what if the next project involves selfies?
Poetry Scores translates poetry into other media, and we choose some very trendy media on purpose. And we are really, in a way, trying to trick people into reading poetry, and particularly into reading difficult, challenging poetry.
Poetry Scores' newest selfie project involves a 1935 poetic sequence called Phantom of the Dream's Origin by Greek psychoanalyst Andreas Imbirikos. Close your eyes, and you can almost see the vivid images as King reads the opening lines.
Her sand is incredible. Her face joyous and each leaf on her boulevard at a standstill. Beyond the grease of the cup-bearing coach, her sky became as a tingling knot's eye. And without effort,
haunting words, bridle, but what do they mean? Don't get too caught up in the specifics, King says.
It's really about the dazzling performance of language and the riot and the sea change of images and the way all that makes you feel.
King wants you to turn that language into a selfie idea and send it to Poetry Scores. Like interior designer Gina Del Tebow did. First she took the pictures and photoshopped them, and then she chose her titles using words from Phantom. One selfie shows her unsmiling reflection in a glass bookcase. Is she worried or merely pensive? Deeper into the poem, Del Tebow found her narrative.
Like the waters of a sworn jury, her eyes' calmness was troubled, yet her recovered sight finally prevailed. And I think calmness and trouble are kind of opposites, not usually in the same sentence. So it seemed to fit this expression in this photo. Her eyes are calm. I don't know if they're troubled. I think that's open to interpretation.
The musical interpretation of Phantom that you heard at the beginning of this story was composed by Elmsall professor Barbara Harbach. She found musical inspiration in words like desolation and lamentation.
And then a spinning mill of nocturnal repose. So that gave me a lot of ideas about nighttime.
Other words sent Harbach to the dictionary, like polyhedral, a solid three-dimensional object, which is not likely to become the next word of the year. But selfie takers may achieve prominence in 2014. Selfie submissions will be posted on Poetry Scores blog. Some may be selected for a future art exhibition. For St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, I'm Nancy Fowler.